In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this first Sunday of Lent, the Church always places before us as the Gospel reading the story of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. And it all comes from one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are often referred to as the Synoptic Gospels, to differentiate them from the Gospel of John, which is very different. They're referred to as synoptic because they see the story of Jesus as if through a similar eye. And today's version comes from the Gospel of Matthew, and we know the story right after Jesus' glorious baptism. When the voice of God comes from the heavens to say, "This is my beloved Son." Jesus is whisked into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to be tempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the temptations are real and literal and visceral. But the story of the story, even though the title is the temptation of our Lord in the wilderness, the story of the story is not the temptations of Jesus, not to take away from the devil. But the story is not even that he overcame the temptations. The story of the story is the presence of the presence of God with Jesus that not just allowed him to overcome the temptation. If it ended there, so what? But it led him at the end to closeness with God, to absolute trust in God, to a freedom and the obedience to God. And for Jesus, that was life. And that is the story of the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. And this is the story of the season of Lent. Lent, the story of Lent is not about our Lenten practices, though there are many. Just look around the church today. And I hope that everyone has adopted spiritual disciplines. It's not just the story if we make it to the end of Lent having accomplished those disciplines. Because if it ends there, so what? We lose a few pounds for giving up chocolate. You know? But it leads us to something. It's the story of the presence of God in our lives combining with our disciplines and sacrifices and added devotions, bathing what we do, transforming us and leading us to the closeness of God, to the utter trust in God, and to the freedom of obedience to God, the very thing that Jesus found at the end of his time in the desert. And that is the promise of the season of Lent. And that is the story of our faith, coming to know what real life is. And life defined ultimately is in the story of the Easter resurrection, where the love of God overcomes even death itself. And that is the life that Jesus intends to draw us. So, welcome to Lent. And in the words of the bidding of Ash Wednesday, I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, the observance of a holy Lent. When I was a kid, there was an Easter tradition that I don't see much anymore, and many would say it's rather precious, but it was meaningful to me. It was the flowering of the cross. Anybody? The Southerners might know it. On Easter Day, or during Lent, there would be a rough-hewn cross with little cubby holes and styrofoam and wired mesh all in it. And on Easter Day, the congregation, especially the children, would come and they would bring flowers from the garden, from the side of the road, from anywhere. And they would place all the flowers in the cross and it would flower and become this beautiful thing, symbolizing that the cross in ancient world representing torture and humiliation and execution and horror. When placed, the presence of Christ becomes a very symbol of love and salvation, a symbol we now wear on our ears, around our necks. We place them in our houses for decoration because it's a sign of beauty. That's what the love of God, it can transform even the horror of the cross into a beautiful sign of salvation. And the promise of Lent is if God can do that with God's love, he can take our lives that are far from perfect, perhaps riddled with regret or mistakes or sin, might we even say broken lives, and with the presence of God in our lives, bring us to a certain centeredness and a purpose where our lives can be conduits of the grace and love of God. You've heard that phrase, "There before the grace of God go I." The promise is that we are that grace on earth. And God makes this clear in the season of Lent. to repeat some of the words of my Ash Wednesday sermon, I hope that we love this period of time. It is the only season of the year that we have all to ourselves. There's no competition from the world on this one. It is a season where Christian souls, for which Christian souls scream and pant, because we want a religion that requires something of us. We want to know God the way Jesus knew him at the end of the temptation, to be close to him, to trust in him. And so we look in the mirror and we say, what needs changing? What needs pruning? What needs betterment in my life? And we adopt disciplines and devotions that possibly we could not sustain for 365 days of the year, and possibly it wouldn't be healthy to do so. But for 40 days and 40 nights, we do and we can. And we believe that with our discipline, not only as individuals, but this is a communal fast, remember. We do this as a parish family. That God combines the presence of God and the love of God to our meager practices. And what happens is they flower into the grace of God in our life. And that is a promise of Lent. So may we hold hands and walk this journey together, expecting something to happen in our souls. Who knows what God will do with us by the end of these 40 days. Amen.